Look who showed up.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Yeah, this is me talking. Let's talk about how I'm in the second round of the playoffs in both leagues. Probably a good starting topic.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Oh, look, Puka Nacua already has 13 points.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
You know you want me to beat Pete.
You're making me make a Sophie's choice here.
Yeah.
Except like a reverse Sophie's choice. Like, can I send both of the kids to the Nazis?
Everyone's pretty tiny next to KVKF.
It's true.
Dude, our seats are so good.
Yeah, you guys have really good seats.
Oh my god, we were three rows from the bottom. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Players were like 20 feet from me, it felt like.
Dude, the view of that last touchdown must have been so good.
Actually, I couldn't see the end zone from where I was, like that corner of the end zone.
Oh.
No.
Standing?
Yeah, because people were standing and everything, yeah. But I could tell he scored, you know.
It was pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous ending that I'm glad you guys... I'm glad the game played out the way that it did. I mean, obviously because my team won, but I mean, because, like... It wasn't like a blowout one way or the other. Like, you guys felt confident throughout it, so you still got to have a good time during the game until the very end.
Oh man!
I don't know if you recorded and watched any of the stuff or saw any of the highlights afterwards. I don't know if you would. We usually
no. I didn't want to revisit any of that. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, Jalen Hurts looked pretty much fine on the field, but yeah, every time they showed a shot of him on the sideline, man, He very clearly, he had that face of like, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah. Shannon said, like you said, we couldn't tell, watch from the sidelines, but from home, yeah. Shannon's like, she's like, he looks tired, he doesn't look right.
Yeah.
She's texting me. But yeah, I can't imagine playing a football game anywhere near after having,
no.
I'm assuming he had the flu. Like,
yeah. One's assuming it's the flu.
What are you looking at?
You'll see any minute.
No.
God damn it, Lou.
Like, this is going to be a troll of some sort.
Why would you think?
And I'm not on board. Oh, you dick.
You know what that game's from? There you go. I gave you a better view.
Yeah, I know what it's from.
Anyway, great game. I'm glad you guys came out. And so getting to that, so I got to, I hosted you guys this weekend, so you get to host the podcast.
No, I haven't hosted all year. I'm not going to host now.
Yeah, you haven't hosted all year. Exactly.
No, I don't know how to host.
What are you, liar? You're just as good of it as I am.
No, I'm not. I'm not good.
You did pretty great with Lizzie.
I'm in the playoffs. You should be interviewing me.
That's some bullshit. Although that is exactly what I told Andrew last week. So yeah, it's unfair. I told him he wasn't allowed to host. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're going to go through this quick. All right, fine. Fuck it. We'll do it.
Thank you. We'll do it live.
Seahawks!
Joe Sixpack.
Welcome to another... God, I can never get that thing to do right. Welcome, but whatever, fuck it. Welcome to another week of Joe Sixpack. The playoff first round has gotten into the books. The Eagles-Seahawks game has gotten into the books. The weekend in general has gotten into the books. It was a great weekend. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And thank you for joining this podcast, Lou, specifically. Hi, Lou.
Yay, me. Seattle was amazing. Seattle was amazing. It was gorgeous. We had relatively good weather, I'd say, for Seattle the entire time.
Yeah. Only a little bit sprinkled here and there.
The The city was beautiful, more beautiful than I remember it. I felt like I spent more time wandering around it this time, especially with my dad and Kyle. We got around quite a bit. We scootered. That was awesome. You missed us, Bob. Oh, yeah, you missed us. We scootered right into the pier where we caught that boat. And we timed it perfectly.
Did you? That's how you guys got there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other guys were just wandering up. We scootered in style. The three of us, we like circled them like a motorcycle gang.
That's funny.
Yeah, I have some videos. Coolest part about scootering was all the Eagles fans yelling "Go Birds" as we scootered by. As someone who's never been to an away game, at least not one that I really remember. Like I went to one, I think, when I was like 10, and that was like the Jets or something. I have to say, I was impressed. Yeah, but I was impressed. Man, the Eagles travel. Eagles fans,
you guys did well. You certainly did this year. I mean, yes, there were a ton of you there. It was very Eagles-centric before the game.
Ton of Eagles fans, so many Go Birds, so many Eagles chants during the days leading up to the game. I don't know if you saw it, Bob, but we were part of an official tweet of Philly fans, or fans of Philly, I forget who it is. We just happened to be...
I did not see the tweet, but I heard about it. You're going to have to send it out.
Yeah, I'll have to share it to you later. But we just happened upon a big... They put out, like, a call for all Eagles fans to show up at 12, you know, for a big group picture in front of, like, Pike's Place.
You happened upon it on the internet, you mean? Because you didn't happen upon it in the wild because you were supposed to be coming over to my house, but then you veered in totally out of the direction.
No. That we did. We did happen upon it in the wild.
City. Well, I guess you were coming from the city, weren't you?
This was Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, wait a
second. No, it was Sunday. It was Sunday. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I expected you guys to arrive first, then you arrived last instead.
That was earlier in the day. We hit that up. So we part of this huge Eagles chant. You can find me around the 10-second mark. I'm right in the middle. Then another thing that happened by happenstance, pure stroke of luck, is we were walking back to the hotel, and we passed by another nearby hotel, and I noticed that there was a bunch of buses lined up. This is on game day, and like a fence on either side. And he's like, "That's the players, I bet." And sure enough, we ran up to the fences, and I have a video of Sirianni like 3-5 feet away from me, getting in the bus, talking to the fans.
Wicked.
Yeah, the rest of the team got on like the middle buses, which were farther away. So we didn't get as good a. Basically got a good video of, like, Coach Sirianni and Howie, the GM.
That's sweet. That's awesome.
So, yeah, just another Sirianni.
Watching the game recast, and just, you know, I'm just watching him all the time. Sirianni's, like, the perfect coach for you guys in Philly. Just, like, the way he moves, the way he acts, he's just, like, I don't know where he's from originally, but he could totally be from Philly.
Yes, he could totally be from Philly.
He just most of the time he just looks like some guy you would see on the streets in Philly.
Yes, and I've heard people go, "Man, I hate that coach," and I could totally. It's like I can't even argue with that. Like you couldn't hurt, you know, like hate Andy Reid. You couldn't hate a lot of Eagles coaches, but I could totally see if like that wasn't my coach. Yeah, that guy's probably a little infuriating.
I like him.
No, you know you don't.
Area, so I'm gonna get some used to those people. But It was excellent. It was excellent having you guys over to be the first substantial amount, more than two people that we at a time that we've had over in our new house. We are very glad to host you, and thank you everyone for coming out. It was a blast. The only things I was disappointed with was in myself was that I forgot to first Lou show you where I had hidden the lightsaber. It was right on the mantle.
I saw it.
Okay. Okay, it was right on the mantle. It just got covered up by all the Christmas stuff, but it has been sitting there since the day I moved in.
I pointed out to my dad because he was looking at your books. It's like you had The Hobbit up there, you had Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I was like right there. Mm-hmm. I was like, "That's the lightsaber I sent Bob." I noticed it. What did you say? What?
The Rachels, but yes.
Oh, the books are Rachels.
Yeah.
But yes,
all my books are electronic.
Most of mine are too, dude. But yeah, thank you to Rachel for her amazing sliders. I gotta make her send me those recipes. Those are amazing.
Yeah, they do perfect, not disappoint.
Perfect game day kind of thing too. Right?
Oh heck yeah! No, it was a blast. The other thing that I was disappointed by is the fact that we all were in the same house together again, and somehow we never got around to playing any video games.
Well, I guess we didn't. Yeah.
Like, what happened? You guys played Farkle, but Hero was far too distracting for me to figure out what the words were. I enjoyed adding my own dice to it. That was much more
entertaining. I enjoyed that too. What, really quick, love the stadium, love the fans. The Seahawks fans are very cool. And you guys definitely do yell like it's your job, man, every single play. And it's so funny, like, different fan bases. Like, for me, I was like, man, I just sit and watch the game. Like, I want to watch the game. But, like, you guys are like, nope, we got to stand and yell. Every play, got to stand and yell.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, yeah. You guys got the most full volume, like, blast of it, certainly in the last quarter, just from everything. Like, you know, this whole season's been less the let's fucking go and, like, the let's fucking go, come on, like... More of an insistent yell than full power throw yell.
It was loud.
You guys got that. I'm glad you got to see our lighting system. Did the lighting system look good from down there? Because it looks amazing from up in our seats.
No, the lights are great. The screens are great. Seats are great. I will say, and it's no fault for you guys, but the Seahawks, it just doesn't work. There's not a good chant. There's not a good cheer for Seahawks.
Well,
like,
see, that's
not like the EAGLs, Eagles, or the Fly Eagles Fly.
Okay, but you guys say Seahawks like if I was like EAGLES Eagles, like it, if you don't put any oomph behind it, it's pretty boring.
I'm not gonna put oomph here on the mic, but even like I don't know.
Like, you gotta get it like Seahawks.
Yeah, but it's like the first guy yells C and the next guy yells Hawks. It just doesn't.
Yeah, because the point is for it to reverberate around.
Yeah, it doesn't flow. It doesn't pull something. Like, you're
wrong.
You guys out yelled, you know, obviously, Eagles fans there during the game, but like when we're like walking through, like
we out yelled you guys at your stadium last time I was there too.
The Eagles chants were like, I don't know.
You probably couldn't hear that. I don't know why I'm whispering into my mic like it's going to pick up the voice. I said we out yelled you guys at your own stadium too, if I remember correctly. But you know, that's what we do.
Your fans? I don't know about that. Philly.
I mean, to be fair, you guys left kind of early. I'm coming off like I'm rubbing it in. I'm trying not to rub it in.
Oh yeah, you're totally not.
Totally not. No. I mean, like I've always said, Philly, just in general, and it's not even just Eagles fans, but Philly fans are very, very loud outside of the stadium, and just in general in life. Out in the wild, and they get in the stadium, and everyone's pretty chill, pretty quiet. Well, chill. Chill's not the right word for Philly fans, but it's quiet, quieter, and it's, I don't know, it's surprising coming from here, where, you know, yeah, we go berserk all the time. It was the most thrown out my voice was the last couple of days, and it's finally back to somewhat normal today, so that's good for the podcast. Which, we're doing a podcast, we should probably talk about our league, you know?
Yeah, because we talked so much about how the Seahawks, you know, beat the Eagles so many times in a row. But, you know, what we haven't talked about is how you got crushed this week, you know, in fantasy football. So let's go there.
I talked about it plenty at the fucking party, but yes. Well, too bad. That's not the game we're talking about first. We're talking about the invisible game of Lou Jr. versus Andrew. Now, I talked with Andrew extensively about this last week on the podcast, about how he's supposed to be doing a beer bet with you. To which I'm assuming he never got in contact with you?
No, we never discussed any sort of bet.
God, you guys never fun. Well, it's a shame, Andrew, because you would have stomped Lou 112.5 to 65.6, and Lou, you're very lucky to have had a bye.
Man, bye weeks are important. I can attest to that in Sleeper as well. In Sleeper, I had, I think, not counting the Joe Six Pack, I think I was in four other playoffs, one of which I had a bye, and the other three I lost. So, like,
I lost. Well, that's where we're about to get to. I lost all of my playoff matchups as well, including my work league where I was 11-3. And
all it takes is one bad week, and boy, you're right. My team had a shit week.
It is true. So it's a good thing you were on a bye, because Andrew crushed it. Well, not crushed it, but he would have crushed you. Anyway, moving on to games that
matter. Everyone would have crushed me. I mean, Bijan Robinson got me minus 0.1 points. Achane only got 7. Devontae only gets 7. Zay Flowers got me 1. I didn't have a single guy over double-digit points except for Baker Mayfield. Hilariously enough, the guy who I was like, I need someone now that Justin Herbert's hurt. He had 29 points.
There's definitely some overlap in our teams too, from my your team and my work team, because I got Bijan, I got Puka, I got Tyreek.
Well, and I had Tyreek who was hurt. I mean, obviously didn't matter, thankfully, because I was on bye. But even all the rest of my other players, like no one scored above 10 points. So yes, thank God for bye. We can quick visit Andrew. I mean, who knows? He might not even pay attention. Like,
I told him he had to field at least a team.
He started Isaiah Likely in his flex. That's interesting. Worked out. 15 points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
an interesting choice.
He knows his tight ends, I guess. He was complaining about how there are no tight ends anywhere because everyone has three tight ends, two or three tight ends this year. Nobody has an idea who's going to be good.
I do like the symmetry of me losing my QB and Herbert, but Andrew ostensibly losing Keenan Allen along the way because Keenan Allen's old, and he's like, well, we're not going to fucking win, so I'm done, because he's not playing again this week.
How long is Herbert supposed to be out?
He's done. He had season-ending surgery.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's when you knew the game, like, lame duck coach, season-ending surgery that he probably didn't have to have yet, and then Keenan that same week was like, oh, I can't play either, and you're like, okay, they're done. They've given up.
Man, well, exactly. I mean, it makes sense. But now I'm kicking myself. Why did I give you if Herbert or Geno get hurt and are out for the rest of the season, our counting stops there. Geno could have had 3 uncontested weeks to try to catch up.
It wasn't that the counting stopped there. I think they each had to play at least 10 games, and then we're just doing, it's not a total, it's points per game. So whoever had the better points per game.
Yeah.
Because that's the better way to do it.
It is. But I should have cheated you somehow.
But now let's get on to you losing.
Fine. All right. So going into this week, I was very... I'll just spoil right now, not that anyone doesn't know. Joe beat me under 23 to 94.2. Going into this week, I felt pretty good about it because Derrick Henry had been doing really well. And then I immediately, David Montgomery and DeAndre Hopkins was blowing up with Will Levis the last 2 weeks prior. And, you know, just things were looking good. And I felt like Tyler Lockett was going to have a good game against Philly. Because somebody needed to. And Josh Allen, you know, but, it started off inauspiciously when, for anyone who listened to the podcast last week, you heard me talking about how, you know, the Raiders playing against the Chargers last week, and they were putting up crazy points, but at least Devontae Adams didn't have a touchdown at that point. Within 20 seconds of me saying that, Devontae Adams scored a touchdown. And then, so Devontae Adams got 20 points, and then they ended up winning by goddamn like 64 or something like that. Something stupid like that. Just something that would have really been
because the Chargers
great to have their running back for. Yeah. But no, Josh Jacobs was out, so I got 0 points from where if he had been healthy in that game, I would have gotten 30 points out of him.
Like, maybe not 30. But yeah.
Well, I mean they got a lot of plays to run the ball on. That was an inauspicious start. And then from that point on, pretty much only Amari Cooper had a good week. Otherwise, it was kind of down for me on everyone. And then, you know, big on fucking Joe. So I was cursing at Joe a lot, even though I was happy to have him there. It's always good to see him in person. It's good to see him in general, since we don't get to talk
to him. It is good to see Joe. We don't get to see him very often. He's a very, very cool guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, even though Dak had a down game for him, and then his next 3 guys all got over 20 points, so... Rashad White, Kyron Williams, Devontae Adams, just a very solid outing for Joe. Nothing you can do there, Bob. And you know what? Good for Joe, man. You know, he's never won. I don't think he's ever been to the finals, that's for sure. So one more game and he's there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's right. Hey, if I can take one victory, it's that I got Joe to change his name.
You did!
There's something that's actually football relevant.
Yes, along with Kelsey. Yes. After years, years and years.
Yeah. It's been artisanal honey curried for at least 2 years.
Yes, and you know what? I don't even remember what it was before that. Spent a lot of the weekend with Joe, and I still never asked him, hey, why was it artisanal honey curried?
It's so forgettable, we forget to even ask why, mm-hmm. what it meant. Mm-hmm. But yes, no, congrats to Joe. I expect that he's going to do big things in the playoffs, and we will see. We'll see very shortly, because we're about to go over some of those games. And then we had the other game that mattered was Pete versus Seth, number 3 versus number 6. And in that game,
and Seth getting in, Seth getting in on me, my team falling apart the week before with injuries. He squeezed his way into the, you know, he snaked his way in.
True.
But it didn't matter in the end, because Pete just pounded him.
Yeah, 151 to 92. I mean, Christian McCaffrey can pretty much just go fuck himself.
Dude, Pete, 40
points. I just started. Yeah, I know. I just started flat out ignoring Pete at the party because it was just every time he opened his mouth, it was, hey, Christian McCaffrey's going on a touchdown. Oh, he passed it from Brock Purdy. He's just like, shut up, Pete.
Yes, he was getting every time Brock Purdy would throw a receiving touchdown to Christian McCaffrey, Pete was very excited.
Of which he had,
I think, two.
Two receiving touchdowns and a rushing touchdown for 39 points.
So 39 points. So CMC, in a year where, man, late RB seemed the way to go, except for Christian McCaffrey, man, he just demolishes.
I told Pete, I don't know if you were there when I told him, but I told him that if he wants Christian, because this is the second year he's had him in a row, I think.
I think, yeah.
If he wants Christian McCaffrey again next year, he's going to have to pay a minimum $80 for him. And I'm not actually joking.
And mathematically, it might still be worth it as long as he stays, I know. You know, with these kind of points.
Because I'm willing to put $80 for him, and you know how I against paying large amounts of money for players I am.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, CMC, man.
Pete anti Jalen Hurts started Brock Purdy over Jalen Hurts, had it work out. You know, Hurts being sick,
yeah, barely,
and Purdy being pretty hot right now makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
He's still deploying the two tight end strategy with Hockenson and Freiermuth.
Yes, one of which I get, the other I don't.
Yeah.
But again, who else is on his team? This is what I'm laughing about. His team makes no sense. His starters are all perfect, like fucking perfect starting lineup. And then his bench is nothing. There's just nothing there. It's just a bunch of extra tight ends and defenses and wide receiver, like second and third string wide running backs and wide receivers.
Yeah, I just noticed he's starting Devin Singletary, so he had to dig him out during the season. So good waiver wire work for Pete there, unless you happen to draft him. But you know, that was a heads up acquisition for Pete.
Mm-hmm. If it had been closer, I mean, we could have said that, like I'm honestly shocked that Seth didn't play Ty Chandler going into that, knowing that he was, I mean, like 2 days before the game, knowing that he was going to be the number one running back.
Yeah, I think I would have played him over, I
mean, Zach Moss had an okay game, but, like, he had been.
I don't know if I would have actually played him over any of those RBs now that I'm looking at
it. I would have played him over Zach Moss, because somehow Zach Moss got 10 points, but only because he got a touchdown. He had 7 total touches. Because he was coming off the concussion, and also he had been kind of shitty the last 2 weeks anyway.
He had been, but prior to that, he'd been really good. I mean...
Well, back at the beginning of the season, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't fall... You know, it's really... Like, at first I was like, oh, I would have played him over Josh Dale or Wandale Robinson, but neither of those are in the flex. Because that is some dumpster diving wide receivers right there.
Mm-hmm. What about Jontavian Wicks? Is that dumpster diving too?
Yeah,
that's I had never heard of him until last week.
That is some dumpster diving.
And yes, I said that incorrect on purpose. But yeah, I mean, there should have been something Seth could have done to win this game, because he left a lot of points on his bench, but there wasn't. Pete just stomped him.
Yeah, Pete's gone off 40. It's hard to beat someone when they get 40 points out of one RB.
Yeah, it is.
How much you can do. But quickly moving on to next week.
So you see, now you're hosting anyway. I just need to waste my time enough that you start hosting for me.
This current week.
Well, Well, yes, we can skip the rest of these games, although Matt, for some reason, has picked two Game of the Weeks, and they're Jason against John and Kevin against Sean. Wait, what?
I'm not looking at
either. I think he just left. I'm pretty sure he just left Kevin against Sean at the bottom of the thing because there's...
Yeah.
There was 60 points between them for the entirety of the week.
I love you. I love you all, but none of those games matter. Other than until, like, I guess last week when someone gets, you know, made the toilet champ. That's not something
that matters. So Jason versus John was a point and a half, 2 point difference. Don't care. I'm not even gonna click it though.
Yeah, I'm not even looking.
Matt, let's pick some good game of the week next week. Anyway, moving on to the week after that, we have in the playoffs going against goddamn, where's the button? Sorry, happy yelling kid. Let's see. We have You Belong with Kelsey, Joe going up against Andrew. Let's see how this plays out. Let's see. Sorry, my internet's being slow right now. Joe currently has 4.7 points from Kieran Williams. So it's, you know,
which is not good.
Only up 10 points.
Yeah, it's not great. Only, you know, Kieran. We're halfway through that game. You'd like to see more out of Williams.
That is true.
Who's been, you know, like a top three RB this year.
Mm-hmm. When he's been healthy.
Healthy.
Man, that is ridiculous that he's the number six RB and he missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games or 4 games in a bye. But
yeah, he's been lights out. I'd like to point out that this matchup, Andrew versus Joe, contains both of our never have won it players. So
that's true.
Fortunate and unfortunate for the two of them. Fortunate in that you were guaranteed to have someone who hasn't won a championship in the championship, but unfortunate that they can't both be in there, you know, therefore assuring someone who hasn't won a championship in the championship.
It's true, because I would love to see Andrew at least get to the championship again to have another opportunity to be the Bills. Well, the Bills prior to the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, God damn, I'm trying to figure out how I could, man, never mind, sorry. You think by this week 14 in the, or 15 now, 16, god damn. You think by week 16, I would have figured out the best way to get the previews up, but nope, still clicking around like a dummy. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, Andrew's got a lot of good matchups this week. The Giants versus Philly, I mean, you guys, that's basically like Rams and Seahawks. It's like a total toss-up who the hell's going to be. What's going to happen there? It doesn't matter how good either team is. You guys seem to have weird matchups every time.
Yeah, they tend to play as closer than you expect, though that's been every team this year. So,
well, somewhat true. Yeah. Yeah.
But, sorry, I'm waiting for this to clear too now.
It's all good. So,
all right.
And then let's see what we got. We got, you know what? Actually, I kind of take it back. He's got some tougher matchups. He's got CeeDee Lamb going against Miami. That's probably his best matchup.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think Ridley, too, with Christian Kirk out, he's been better.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that should be a good. And I think Godwin versus Jacksonville, that could be a shootout.
It could be.
So that could be good for him.
Better this year.
Andrew does appear to be employing the double tight end strategy again, much like Pete. And looking at his bench, I don't know if I can fault him. especially with Keenan Allen out. I think Andrews just needs to not be. I don't think he's going to be counting Keenan Allen for the rest of the season. So unfortunate for him, because I know it's been a major part of his team.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting how Raheem Mostert does though against Dallas. I feel like they have a pretty good run D, so not good for.
Yeah, it will be interesting.
But yeah, man, but it's going to come down to some playmakers. Stephon Diggs. At the Chargers, that could be pretty good.
Yeah, for Joe now.
Yeah,
the Chargers. Adams against Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would have said Kieran Williams against New Orleans, but I mean, I still think he's going to have a big game, especially if they keep the lead throughout the rest of this half. Rashad White's against Jacksonville is probably going to be a little bit of a downgrade. And Travis Kelce versus Taylor Swift, I don't know how that's going to play out. but someone will tell me about it because I've already gotten over it and I don't care anymore. Chuba against Green Bay. This could be a good matchup. There's some good parity here between these two teams.
Yeah, we'll see if Dak can get his mojo back after you know, being hotter than Louis, go to bed, being hotter than fire. And then really come down to earth last week. You know, he's gonna have to step up versus Miami. Saquon's been bad recently, so, and going against a Philly D, well, usually a decent Philly run D, you wouldn't usually love that match, right? Oh my god, Lou,
usually
go to bed now. Thank you. Anyway, gotta be a close one.
It will. Who do you think is gonna win it?
Man, I hate to do this. I think I'm gonna pick Joe.
Shit. I was hoping you'd pick Andrew, so at least someone would. Because I've just known Andrew longer, so I guess I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
I
do also think
Joe's got a little bit of an edge here in terms of matchups.
Just with the matchups and you know, Andrew losing Keenan Allen. I think I'm gonna lean Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Keenan Allen hit is a big one for Andrew. Well, we'll see how it plays out.
All right, and then moving on to the Pete Treat. Prop bet loss versus fresh herbs and flowers. Gotta say, I'm feeling pretty good with Puka already at almost 15 points to Cooper Kupp's 4.
That is true.
Really, the X factors for me are going to be Hurts, McCaffrey, and Hockenson. Man, Hockenson likes to explode every now and then. So, we'll just see. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny that they always have McCaffrey's projected at like right around 20 points, and like, how often has he even scored? Like, he has scored over 20 points. I'm not going to count the ones 20.4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and the other times it's been upper teens. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Mike Clay, take some risk. Let's give Cap McCaffrey. Well, they are going against Baltimore, so I guess 21.8 points is a pretty low projection for McCaffrey.
I like that with I'm pretty. I feel fortunate that he is going against Baltimore.
Yeah.
Arguably a better defense.
Yeah, that was in Pick'em this week. That was the hardest game for me to choose. I sat there for like 3 minutes trying to just figure out who I wanted to pick there because fuck, like Baltimore and San Francisco are both hot as shit right now. And in different ways. So Baltimore's defense especially has been, man, too good. I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. But I don't want to pick you. Let me find a reason that I can't pick against you. Pittman's got a good matchup against Atlanta. yeah. Shit.
I mean, the shit.
I think I have to pick you. God damn it.
I hope so. The bear case versus me is that both of my starting...
Puka just got another 5 points.
Yes. wow.
The hell did... point four
what
now.
Did he do? The bear case versus me is that Bijan and Brees both kind of have games like they had last week. I feel like Washington, without knowing any statistical backing to this, that feels like a good matchup for the Jets, for Breece Hall. I'm hoping that... I feel like Arthur Smith tends to, like... the coach of Atlanta tends to react to people getting pissed about Bijan Robinson not getting the ball. So maybe he'll feature him a little more the next game against Indy.
Yeah. It had been working out okay. And yes, you're right. The Commanders are 27th against the run. And also, they've been absolutely abysmal against it for about 5 weeks straight. So,
yeah. I love Baker as a fill-in versus Jacksonville. He's, like, red hot right now. Jacksonville's not great against the pass. So, that lie lucked into him there after losing Herbert. Devin Achane, I don't know. We can't sit the guy because every now and then he just, you know, explodes for 30 points. But
yeah, you don't want to ever have him on your bench when he gets 40 points.
Yeah, so he's in the flex. And hopefully Hill's actually healthy. They're saying he's trending towards playing. So, yeah, that's always, what if they just put him out there and he's not really that healthy? But, yeah, I got a puncher's chance. Right now I got
Man, Tyreek's another one where I hope he doesn't miss any time and gets right back to it. Because, man, it would be nice to get an MVP that's a wide receiver. It's been so long since we've had a non-QB be MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't it?
You could definitely make a case for him, and you could definitely make a case for Christian McCaffrey.
Honestly, Christian McCaffrey probably should win it. But.
And you're right. It's almost like the league, you know, the people have just been like, well, MVP is a QB award. Like, people have just collectively decided that.
Yeah, it's just stupid now. But there's no, like, super obvious, absolutely crushing it QB. I mean, even Hurts and my QB, God damn it, Josh Allen have been up and down.
Oh, big time, yeah. And honestly, if you had to pick one right now, it'd probably be Brock Purdy. Just because he's so.
I hate that argument.
I hate it's it so too. Stupid, I hate it though, too. Because
it's based on pure consistency, and if that's the case, why wasn't Geno in the argument
for MVP last year? But no,
like, and I'm not saying that he should have been, but like it just it bothers me that they're like all of a sudden Brock Purdy comes out of nowhere and he's great because he can make 70% of his passes.
Yeah, his
yeah, but he also has but his passes are like 3 yards deep.
No, Debo
and McCaffrey have so much yards after the catch.
No, like that's ridiculous. Incorrect. That's incorrect.
Correct.
No, Brock Purdy. What do you call that? Yards per attempt or something? Yeah. He's at 9.9. That's third highest in the NFL. Third highest in NFL history.
Wait, no. But that's after the that includes the after the catch yards, not the depth of target.
Just do depth of target. Look at that one.
I don't. Where can we look it up? Let's see.
Because I think that's better than you think too.
Purdy depth of target. I mean, he does throw the ball a bajillion times. Average depth of target of 8.6.
Eighth highest in the league. Yeah. Though
December 4th.
December 4th. That was a while ago. But no, he's been. That's everyone thinks that. Everyone's like, it's the system, which it probably is. Look, here's what I would argue. I don't think you'd ever want Brock. I don't think you want to be down 7, and Brock Purdy has to like win the game for you. I don't think he's that type of QB, personally.
No, he totally can be, but I'm not saying he's a bad QB. It's just, you know, I just want someone other than QB to win MVP.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's an obvious MVP candidate in the QBs. So, wow.
But
sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it should be McCaffrey or even Tyreek Hill, you could argue. Because they just have been unreal this season, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the thing is, like, the MVP QBs that have been in recent years, like, in a lot of those cases, you did take away their best weapons, and they were still super effective. Like, would Brock Purdy still be as good of a quarterback if he took McCaffrey and Debo away from him? I don't know. He'd still value, so he'd be good. He'd still be able to connect and stuff, but, like, I don't know. The fact that the San Francisco is still good, is doing so good this year because they've had so few injuries, and it's been the opposite of their... like the last 5 seasons.
Yeah, they got healthy at the right time and they've stayed healthy. And I don't like Debo, man. He's so fucking, I hate that he's gotten like hot again. Fuck Debo. But anyway, I'm going to beat Pete. I'm already at 20 points out of Puka. So sorry, sweet Pete.
Up, sure.
I love you, bro. But you're fine.
I guess he's still projected higher than you. That's kind of crazy.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's not the current projection. I take that back. That's the preview projection. Let's see. Oh, Pete just got some more points. He's at 5.6 right now. He's projected lower than you. But still, you never know. You never know. My heart wants to pick Pete, which doesn't make me feel great anyway because I don't like Pete winning either. Mostly because he hates me winning so much. My vitriol is based on his vitriol. But I also don't want to see you in the playoffs, in the championship again because, like, fuck you. I'm tired of repeat possibilities. Why couldn't you have fallen to the ground like Kevin? Have another kid, for God's sake.
Hell no. Absolutely not. You're the one who needs that more, not me.
No, I'm good. I had one bad season. That's what my sacrifice was.
But, what was I say? Well, either way, you're going to have, a non-champion to cheer for in the championship, so.
That is true. That is true. All right, well, moving on. Is there anything else worth watching? Let's see. Let's look at I'm now in the game that matters. It matters nothing because we play each other twice for no fucking good reason.
Well, now we should move on to the Joe Sixpack Lab League.
No, we don't have time for that.
We do.
The only thing I want to... No, I'll get to that in just a second. Who has a chance of getting to the toilet bowl real quick?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's see, the Vinny Bowl. It is going to be
Kevin, right?
So yeah, well, obviously, but Kevin's actually in the upper game. So it's Kevin and Matt. Oh yeah, I forgot Matt dropped that game against your dad. So your dad's safe now, and somehow Jason's safe. The bye week is at the top of the rankings right now in the consolation ladder. So Kevin and Matt are in the tier two game, and then the bottom tier game is Sean and John, which serves John right for not joining you guys when he came out here.
To be fair, I don't think we ever really invited Little John, which was definitely an oversight and not purposeful. Also, he's just had like another baby recently, so probably wouldn't have happened
so,
anyway. I mean,
so did Kevin, but then again, Kevin's not a good role model to base that off of, I guess. So let's see what we got. We don't need to look at the games themselves, but those are the four teams that could potentially drop in. If either whoever loses those two matchups is going to be in the Vinnie Bowl, and we will pick you apart next week.
Next week is when we pay attention.
Yes, if you guys don't want to hear about your team anymore, you better win your games. That's all I'm saying.
Quickly moving over to the Joe Six Pack League,
where it's absolutely horseshit that I didn't make it into the playoffs with the second highest score in the league. And it's completely turned my thinking around when it comes to the median scoring thing. I wish Matt was here to tell us what the actual final things would be. But last time he checked in with me about it, I would have been like the fourth seed or the third seed or something like that.
So I will super quickly recap what's going on in the lab. Okay, so in round one of the playoffs, my dad had a bye. Despite that, he still put up the highest points in the league at 194 during his bye week, so he wasn't taking any time off. Mm-hmm. Then we had Shaw Rule, Mr. Sean versus the Shafe Dog, a pretty competitive game in which the Shafe Dog put up 165, beating Sean 154, so tight one. In the other bye, I should have covered this first. Matt, Arby's We of the Meat, not outdone by my dad by much. He put up 187 points in his bye. Mm-hmm. And then Andrew and I, you know, a potential preview of the championship game in Joe Sixpack here. We're playing. Wait, what? Yeah, sorry. I defeated him 154 to 142.
Yes, so. You did.
So Andrew was the only other player besides me to make the playoffs in both leagues, and I have rectified that situation.
Well, I mean, you beating Andrew in fantasy football in a playoff situation is just like standard fare, right?
Standard practice. So currently that leaves round two to be my dad versus the Shafe Dog. Now I can say this with full, I don't know what I want to say here, but basically, you know what I want more than to win this league is I don't want an outsider to win it. So no matter what happens, whether my dad beats him this week or someone beats him next week, I don't want the Shafe Dog to win
the last game. And there's no way he's listening to our podcast because no one would know about it other
than
the Philippines. So yeah, he pretty much the outsiders can go fuck themselves. They have no chance. Screw you, Shafe.
My dad is currently projected to beat him, and he's gotten 9 points. His two of his players have him down weeks. He has 19 points, but that's 9 out of Kyron and 10 out of Cup. So two players who are having a down week. So that's not great for my dad, though he is currently projected to win. And then I'm going up against Matt.
So Pete, so if you're rooting for your dad, you're also rooting for Pete. I just want to point that out.
Oh, interesting. Good point.
Actually a lot of them.
Yeah, that Pittman too.
So Williams, Cup, Pittman. Man, if Pete only had Kittle, that would have been perfect too. But yeah, those three overlap.
Now Matt and I are going at it in the other game. I'm currently projected to win 178 and went to 166, and that is because I have Puka Nacua in this league as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a huge game. Now, Matt's offsetting that nicely because he has Matt Stafford, the QB, for Puka Nacua. But Kamara is having quite the down game for Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in this league, it sounds like I'm going to be without my starting QB as well because they're saying Trevor Lawrence does not look like he's going to play. Really? Which means, yes. Which means in a super flex league, I'm going to be starting Aiden O'Connell as my only QB, who did blow up last week.
He did score. Okay, now I got to look at it. How much did he score in that league?
Oh, Jesus I don't Christ. Even know.
Only 32.92. That's actually much lower than I thought. That's, I mean, it's an insane amount of points. But
that was versus the Chargers, who we just talked about, have completely given up on life. So, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't expect him to match that. I did try to pick up... I put in for Flacco and Nick Mullins, and they were both gobbled up. Flacco by Shafe Dog, and then Matt picked up Mullins to put in his super flex because Stroud's got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. I'm also sweating whether or not to start Jonathan Taylor. Like he's healthy. Yeah. But, like, is he really? And are they going to ease him back in? But if I don't start him, who am I going to start? I guess mm-hmm. Warren. Probably Warren's not a horrible choice. Or Lockett. Those are both, maybe they're both safer. So I might end up going with one of them.
If Trevor Lawrence doesn't play, it would be funny that you, the proponent of the 2QB league, ends up playing just Aiden O'Connell.
in the Superflex league. And does that hurt Calvin Ridley, who I also have on this team, So I'm really hoping Lawrence gets through the concussion protocol, but we'll see.
Yeah, you got a lot riding on that. I don't know. I'm rooting for Matt because Matt needs some love. Matt puts in so much work for this league. Well, our main league, obviously. But yeah, he deserves to have a stomping team for once. He has that, even though he's been complaining about it all year. The scoring that is making him one of the best, the best team in the league.
Yeah, he is. Did he have the most points for, or did
he? Did.
Yeah, yeah, Matt Crush.
I was second, your dad was third.
Matt Crush's format, and that was with taking Kelsey, which was a pick I applauded at the time, and it just so happened Kelsey had one of his worst years in recent memory. Mm-hmm. So despite, using his first-round pick, I think, on Kelsey, or was it, I think it was his first.
CJ Stroud was a big part of that.
Yes, Stroud.
I drafted and then dropped very stupidly.
Yes, he was also unfortunately hurt for me.
I mean, he didn't pick it up right away in 2 weeks. So I wipe my hands of rookies. If they don't get it going in 2 weeks, that's all they can. Apparently.
Yes. No one could have saw that come with Stroud. But
we should have.
But should be a good one. I'm not writing this one off. I do like my chances. I think I got a shot.
What does the winner get? Have you figured out what the prize pool is?
I think we collected 25 from each other. I posted it early on, so I can go back in the chat and look.
Was it winner take all?
It was winner take all, except I think second place gets $50. So what is it? It was 12 of us times 25. So whatever. What's that?
It's 300.
300. Yeah. So 250 to first, and 50 to second. So yeah,
there you go.
Basically winner take all, because it's only $25 to get in, and it's kind of a throwaway league.
We will have to have a deep dive about the lab league because there's a lot of things that I did like that we tried out this year, and there's a lot of things that I don't know if I hated because they were mixed in with the other things we liked, or if I don't know. I didn't hate the scoring as much as I thought I was going to.
Well, that's good.
Matt has different opinions. So and we'll have a maybe not immediately after the season, but a somewhat after the season podcast episode about what do we want to do about any of these.
Well, and I think the issue is it's kind of like you said, I kind of threw a million things in there just to look at them. Mm-hmm. So who knows? It's
the anti-scientific method.
We really didn't.
We had the opposite of a control. We had absolute chaos in our experiment.
And that's just because when else are we going to try this thing? So I was like, fuck it. We're going to try it. I didn't even have plans originally to do points per carry, but I'm like, I'm throwing that in there. Throw a little points per carry. Throwing, a little first down points. But Sean told me he came up. He told me he loves it. It depends. I don't.
Did he say he loved the rules or that he loved sleeper?
Oh, you know, he said he loves the league scoring, and the no defense, no kicker. I remember him pointing.
Well, what does Sean know about that? I mean,
but I didn't do this because I wanted to be like, all right, now this is new Joe Six Pack. I didn't expect that to happen.
I know that. I don't know if anyone does.
Yeah. I expect us to put in our current rules, minus any tweaks we decide to do. Personally, I don't love kickers and defense, but I don't care that much. he doesn't. Yeah.
This year's been harder for me to argue the kickers because it's been pretty freaking random.
And just
especially with the number one kicker in fantasy getting cut by the
that's pretty funny.
The Rams, and then since then their other kicker has been like the number five, and they've been like, oh, maybe we should cut him too. So
and
kind of make it hard to argue that point.
And honestly, I think there's a little more gamesmanship in defenses than there is in kickers. Yeah. Right. I think there's a little more thought process you can put into that, a little more planning you can do. Like you kind of, you know, snap up a defense like 5 weeks before the playoffs, or, you know, kind of look ahead. I don't feel like with kickers, you're just like, this is my guy and I've settled on him. And
yeah, the matchups don't matter too much with kickers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
unless you're playing like the number one defense in the league, and then it might matter. But other than that, yeah, but still, there is a formula to getting a good kicker. It's told you, you don't want the best offense. You want the good, but they really should score more in the red zone than they do off.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to be fair, is usually the Rams. That makes it easy, but not when they keep cutting their kickers.
Rams are back in the red zone.
Kick a field goal. I bet they're going to kick a field goal. But anyway, but yes, we will have a lot to discuss about this league going forward.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to present it to everybody else. I don't know, like...
Well, that's what we'll
do. I guess, I would almost just make it open-ended, be like, what did you guys like? And kind of take it from there. So, if any changes we want to... And, we're assuming people want to even go to Sleeper. That might not be the case. I feel like someone didn't like it. Who was it? It was Pete.
I think Matt had nitpicks about it, but...
I just felt like someone didn't like Sleeper in general. They're like, I actually didn't like it. I can't remember who, though.
I think the positives of its, at least mobile app, are too hard to...
I literally never get on my computer on Sleeper. Like, I just don't...
Yeah.
I don't even think about it.
I still don't understand these fantasy apps that, like, all of the ones I've had are like this. The mobile has certain statistics, and the website has certain statistics, and there's some stuff that doesn't overlap, and it makes no sense to me from a web developer mindset. They have to be using the same data.
Kyron Williams just scored a touchdown.
Oh.
Good for my dad and good for Joe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck Joe. Joe, I love you, but fuck you for fantasy. But I love you. You're a good guy. I think that's it. I think that's all we have to talk about.
Yeah, baby. Good pod. I'm up later than I meant to be.
Mm-hmm. As it should be. I mean, you just yelled your kids to sleep, so I mean, that should be how it's done, I guess.
Once again, thank you, sir, for having us. Thank your beautiful wife.
Thank you for coming.
Thank your son for putting up with us.
Rachel's very happy that everyone liked the food.
That was very good. What was not to like?
She was nervous.
Of course, everyone, you get nervous.
Being that it's you guys, I mean, it's big Lou. She wanted big Lou.
He loved it, man. He scarfed him.
I told her it'd be fine. I'm like, Lou loves all big. The Lou's love all of it.
Yeah, we do. It'll be okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
We do appreciate. We appreciate all. But I realized I stole one of your son's footballs. Somehow, one of them ended up back in my bag. I have no idea how, but like, yeah, I got back to the hotel and I was like, wait, how do I have one of these Eagles footballs? So somehow one of them got back in Kyle's. He had brought his book bag with him, or, you know,
honestly, he will probably put it in there.
Yeah, he might have.
He loves putting things in bags secretly now. It's entirely possible he put it in there.
Well, then I consider it a gift from Hero to my son, because now my son has been playing with it.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, it didn't work out for you trying to indoctrinate my own son against the Seahawks. you want to send us some Tennessee Titans footballs? We're playing them next week.
Yeah, not only did he not get brainwashed, he's like, I'm putting this thing back. You can take it back.
He kept one of them. One of them.
The other cool thing is I came home and Shannon had completely renovated my office. Like decor wise, like we had a bunch of shelving we had been planning on putting up, and been talking about how I wanted to get like a bunch of pictures of the kids up, and she and the kids spent the whole weekend pimping out my room, so that was very cool to come home to.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah,
it must be nice to have kids the age that can actually help you with stuff.
Yeah, I think Jersey was
and the helping that. Actually helps. I mean, Hero loves to help, but it doesn't help very much.
Lou was pretty funny. He was so excited when he got home. He totally ruined the surprise. He's like, come look at your room. Like,
yep, here we do it.
But
well, that's awesome. And I'm glad they didn't just hate you for abandoning them a week before.
No.
Christmas.
No. Shannon does have that in her back pocket going forward. Anytime I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do this or that, she's like, you know, Seattle. I'm like, ah.
Yep, fair point. All right. Well, thank you for joining the podcast. Thank you for coming out to Seattle. Everyone, especially including you, but everyone, are always welcome back here. And if you come with only like one or two of you, we could actually put you up here. maybe more than that once we get some pullout couches and shit in the playroom.
But, you heard it. Bob will host everyone at his house for the entirety of the weekend.
I mean, if you guys all want to cram into that one tiny room, by all means. The most uncomfortable stay of any place. But, I'm glad you guys came.
I think someone somehow knew that the next time the Eagles go to the Seahawks is in 6 years. I didn't know.
I don't know if it'll be go to the Seahawks for sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
But so plan on seeing us there in 6 years, bro.
In 2029?
Yeah, I'll take any excuse to come on back over. I had a great time.
That's good. By that point, I'm pretty sure when you see Hero, he'll be shit-talking you himself.
Yes.
So I'm bringing him up right. He knows all the chants already. Loves doing them. So, yeah. Looking forward to it.
All right. Good luck, everyone, except for Peter and Matt this week.
Good luck, everyone, especially those playing against Lou. No, good luck, everyone. Good work making it to the playoffs and getting through the first round, unlike me. Fucking goddamn it.
Yep.
Peace, y'all.